for reading up on Russian politics. You'd think someone would thank me for educating my fellow 10-year-olds about the Cold War. Knees, nuns, church, rosary. I can recite the rosary in my sleep. I have recited the rosary in my sleep. Making stuff up is responsible for that. Making stuff up is responsible for everything. Everything I've done, everything I am, everything I have. But all the tales, the fiction, the stories I've spun, it is highly likely that right now, today, I'd be a very quiet librarian in Ohio. Instead, the figments of my imagination altered whatever downward path the nuns at school expected my life to take. The stuff I made up carried me from the small bedroom I shared with my sister Sandy in the suburbs of Chicago to an Ivy League dorm room in the hills of New Hampshire, and then it took me all the way to Hollywood. My destiny rides squarely on the back of my imagination. The sinful stories that earned me prayer as penance during recess are the same stories that now allow me to buy a bottle of wine plus a steak at the grocery store and not worry about the price. Being able to buy wine and steak and not think about the price is very important to me. It was a goal, because when I was a struggling graduate student in film school, I often had no money, and so I often had to choose between wine and things like toilet paper. Steak did not even enter the equation. It was wine or toilet paper.